Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Tony and Trumbull.
Super unpopular opinion about the grocery carts from someone who spent a lot of time working in retail grocery. I don't always put them back. I'm totally capable. I understand of putting things back where you found them as a rule. But I feel like it's the one job that can't be replaced by computers, especially in the grocery industry. And cart wranglers are notoriously a no-experience type of job to give to the youth, and I've seen them really grow within a retail grocery environment to become management, directors, and just starting off wrangling carts.
You know, it's funny, the place I go to, the cart guy, has been the same cart guy since I moved here.
Oh. 21 years
he's been doing the carts.
All right, well, he's happy doing the carts.
Yeah. In a union, yeah. He's outside, you know, meeting the people, keeping
right.
our
Loves
cars
it.
Safe.
Yeah. No stress.
Exactly. Let's get the carts. Bring them in.
All right, sure. Tony.
I do put them in a safe place, but I just wanted to let you know, Chaz, I'm on your side.
All right. Thank you, Tony. Have a great weekend.
Yeah. See, I ran one over accidentally because someone put it in front of my truck.
You're taking me to the point of no return.
Scott Haney, Channel 3. On the phone. Good morning.
What are you guys talking about? Carts and Pathmark? What are you talking about?
Yeah, it's a combination of machetes.
Right.
Oh.
People have machetes.
Yes.
Now, we're finding that a lot more people have machetes in their cars and as weapons than we thought.
Right, so behave.
Machetes.
Machetes.
Yes. Right.
Where does one get a machete?
Well, Ruth just looked it up. You can get one on Amazon for like $30. It'll be at your house tomorrow.
But any home improvement store, you can get them as
terrific.
Well.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hardware stores.
This is why you don't flip people off in traffic.
Ever.
Exactly.
They'll take that finger.
Scott, we had the sweetest girl, Michelle in Hampden. She calls in almost every morning, and she just sounds like she's like baking cookies.
Yes.
And I asked her, we were talking about shopping carts, and I said, do you have a machete? And she said, yeah.
Yep.
Yes,
she does.
God.
Yes, she does.
Yeah.
Yeah, but our eyes widened too.
Yeah.
Oh my God! I don't think I've even had a machete as a Halloween costume.
Right.
Right. That would be a plastic machete. That's
exactly.
Useless.
Yeah. No, these are the real deal.
That's incredible.
Yeah. So be nice out there. Just be nice.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I just got a text from Ruth. I think
you did.
She said, I'm probably the only person here that knows you were singing Exposé.
I was thinking Susie Q. And I
thought
it was like,
I was a DJ
head.
In the 80s.
Right.
Oh, okay. Well, I appreciate
You're taking
that.
Me to the point of no return.
Hey, in the beginning,
Wow, you've experienced a big time.
So how did the grocery carts come into the machete conversation?
Well, actually, the machete came after the going after the shopping carts.
Easy for you to say.
I noticed, yes.
It seems like you took a machete to that sentence.
Apparently, yes. To my tongue, too.
Oh, my God.
Well, the shopping cart thing is
someone took
totally
a machete
different.
To his tongue.
I just said that.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
The shopping cart thing was going on all week.
Yeah.
So this this mom posted some Instagram video of her with her kids, and she said, hey, look, I'm not bringing my cart back because I have three kids. I'm not leaving them in the car alone so I could bring this cart back. So if you don't like it, F you. And
Blank
she
you,
said,
yeah.
F you.
Yeah, she did. She's a psychiatrist, by the way.
Yes. Whoa.
That's right. Psychiatrist.
Psychiatrist, yeah. So
not bringing a cart back.
Probably not a good psychiatrist.
Yeah, no one really goes to her. Maybe she needs one.
She specializes in anger management.
Right? Yeah. It does well, too. Yes. Yeah. Anxiety.
Oh, immersion therapy there.
Yeah.
Holy macaroni.
We used to work at Pathmark.
I pushed carts for many a year.
Yep.
Yep. Tony Notestefarano used to make me go out in the snow and the ice and push the carts.
And that's the worst time.
Uphill, great. Both ways?
That's the worst time,
yeah,
too.
Yep. Yeah, because the cart boy would call in sick, and he's like, I'm so sorry, we have no one else. Can you go do it? Well, actually, there wasn't even an ask. It was just like, you need to do this.
Yeah,
you got to do it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, God. I remember
What's the, would you, the, I'm sorry, the challenge of that job, is it how many carts can I roll
right
at the same time?
Exactly, yeah.
Like, that would be my challenge. Like, hey, I had 32 going today.
You probably get some pretty strength.
No, I didn't have that challenge. I just tried to get the carts into the corral.
You see, now the porters right now these days are helped out by technology, if you want to call it that, because they have those long straps, so they can get like 30, 40 on there.
Right.
But the real challenge is how many can you do, like, freebasing?
And some places... excuse me, wait.
Phrasing.
Is that the whole thing? Yeah. And some places, like Target, have that machine now that they actually,
hook
up to
it. Exactly, they push the carts for you.
And they push the carts that way. They just put them on there, and all they do is they just wheel it up there.
Huh.
It's unbelievable. Technology today. So anyway, I had graduated from Syracuse. I had gotten my master's degree. And I came home. I didn't have a job. I said, let me go back to Pathmark. So I went back to Pathmark.
With a master's. And
my cart boy called in sick. There was no one else. And guess who was out pushing the carts with his master's degree?
The master's.
Pushing carts with a master's degree.
I have a master's degree.
I was
pushing
so
carts.
Humbled. I was so humbled so quickly.
That's
like, what is
a great
happening?
Phone subject.
It is.
The most embarrassing thing you did. Or I don't know how to.
Like, I was like, some of my friends
job.
In high school are going to drive by.
Menial and masters. Something like there.
I'm going to be like, my friends are going to drive by from high school and go, oh, he's really doing good.
Menial work with a master's
not
degree.
Not that pushing carts is a bad thing. It's a great thing. And it's like, it's an entry level into the company. And,
no, but if you spend $200,000 on a master's degree or whatever,
you shouldn't be pushing carts.
Yes.
Master's in cart pushing.
It hurt a little bit.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, it hurt a lot of it.
It's a little taste of reality.
Menial jobs with a master's degree.
Menial job with a master's degree.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa.
I don't think anyone's going to beat pushing shopping carts.
That might be someone plunging a toilet.
plunging a toilet
plunging
with
a
master's degree.
Exactly.
That would be lower.
Yes, it would.
Than pushing carts.
Yeah, that's the worst job ever.
Is it the worst job ever?
Yeah, because sometimes that water splashes up.
Oh, I hate it when it's my own water.
Yeah, exactly.
God forbid if it's someone else's, like Walmart water.
And I know where I've been.
Seems worse than
absolutely
like fancy
disgusting.
House water.
Yep. I know where I've been.
I'm like, what is going on?
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Yeah, sometimes Jack will leave a little treat for me in the bowl, and I'm like, what are you doing?
Is that right?
Oh, man.
Now, that's just lazy. It's
thinking
not like,
you?
I need you to see this.
Right.
It's not like I need you to see this. It's just like he forgot to.
Isn't
flush, right?
In the shape of a heart?
I'm like, what are you doing? I'm like, you just graduated from college. Flush your own toilet.
Right.
Conserving water.
Right.
Whatever.
He says, I have you deep inside of me.
Three P's to a flush.
What did you
do? That was the strangest string of sentences I've ever heard in my life.
I am.
That's a Hallmark card.
I'm trying to act like I didn't hear it.
Right.
My buddy's family had a cabin up in the woods, and because it was well water by a lake, there was concerns about overusing the water supply that was there.
Oh.
And so there was a picture of his dad hanging over the toilet, holding up three fingers with that line on the thing. So I see it in my head all the time now. Three P's to a flush. If you're going number two, flush away.
Yeah.
But if you were just three P's to a flush.
Yeah, that's what the saying came from. I seen some toilets in some people's houses. Friends whose father also had that sort of same rule. If it's yellow, let it melt. Yeah. Brown, flush it down. Yep.
Exactly.
Yep.
One of my friends that I grew up with in Comac, his father was so worried about, you know, because we had septic systems.
Yep.
So you had your own septic system, and if you overused it, it would sometimes back up.
Yep.
So my friend, he wasn't allowed to put tissue toilet paper in the toilet. They had to put it in
a plastic
the
bag next
basket.
To it. Yes.
Ah!
Yep.
We did that too. No.
Yep. Stop it.
Yep.
We
had.
God,
there was a period of time when my mom had that rule also.
You guys broke Chaz. I've never seen him. He was fully. I couldn't see him from behind the desk. He was fully bent over.
I'm like, where'd he go?
Yep. Terrible.
Yep,
it is.
Yeah, I remember his name. I'm not giving it on the air because we bleed into Long Island.
Okay.
Just one guy sitting in the cubicle like, oh, man, please don't say my name right now.
Exactly.
Don't say Stuart.
Yeah, can we try and guess? We're going to try and guess the name. Bob, Jerry.
We'd definitely be Bob.
Yeah.
They'd be
Bob. Oh, God, right,
let me change this subject for a second. Kristen and Guilford. Kristen.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, you're on.
I'm just calling to say that I used to do this job when I was much younger, and it's not exactly a difficult job, but unfortunately nowadays these folks don't get paid a whole lot to do all this. So I do it for two reasons. One, because of that reason, and two, just out of kindness and respect to them and to other folks, I bring it to the carriaging as often as I can.
Yeah.
Okay, so you did shopping carts, so you have empathy for shopping cart people. It's
right.
Like being a waiter or a waitress,
right?
And you go out to dinner,
exactly.
You're going to be the best customer because you've been in their shoes.
The cart girl.
Yep.
It's a nice thing to do. It's just polite.
Right.
It's the polite thing to do out of just kindness of your heart.
Right.
From one to
Absolutely.
The other.
Absolutely.
All right. Kristen, have you ever had a toilet plug up on you?
You have a good day.
I don't know if we put this person on.
Uh-oh.
All right. Scott Haney, Channel 3 Weather on the phone. Comedian Vince Barry in studio.
Yay.
What's up?
A man named G-String is on the phone.
No. You demoted me to half right. You demoted me to half right, and I'm willing to accept that.
Okay.
Half right.
Good morning, Chaz. Good morning, AJ. Good morning, Justin. Good morning. Good morning, Ruth. My brother says good morning also.
Morning, HR.
Scott Haney's on the phone.
Yeah, Scott Haney, too.
Good morning, Scott. How are you today?
Excellent. How are you?
Very well, sir.
Excellent.
Oh, I hope we get some sunshine today. No more rain. But anyway, I was just listening as I was on my way to the drive-thru, and I heard about the sweet cookie-baking lady who carries a machete.
Right.
You know, and I've lived and grown up in the city of Bridgeport for the past 58 years, and I've learned that one rule of thumb is never bring a knife to a gunfight.
Right.
Okay.
That works everywhere, yes.
So, listen, take my calls. I have a variety of things I could talk to you about.
What do you think I just did?
You know,
I just took your call.
You're on the air right now.
This is
now.
Half
you
right,
can
though.
Say it, tell your story.
He is half right, though.
Yeah.
Listen, in that case, I think I'd be all right, because you're wielding your machete, and Maybelline's just going to keep on blasting.
Thanks. All right. Thank you for calling.
All right, have a good day, gentlemen.
All right, you
Ruth.
Too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
See ya.
He likes you, Ruth.
There was a story, I don't think I had it printed out.
What's that?
That some New Haven theater group is going to be bringing a History of Pizza musical to the stage.
Right.
Oh, my God, that's awesome.
Is it?
Well.
Is this the jumping the shark moment for New Haven Pizza?
Well, it could be a pretty cheesy moment.
Right. That joke's crusty. Little slice of heaven. Sorry.
So what's it going to be about? Is there a plot?
The history of pizza in New Haven, I guess.
Yeah, I'm assuming, yes.
Is it a musical?
Yes.
Musical, yes.
Yeah.
Huh.
There'll be songs, everything else.
Getting a slice.
Getting a slice. Oh, anyone.
Oh, my God in heaven.
Gonna get me a slice of pizza. Gonna have one more. Gonna have several more.
We got a preview here today. That's great.
Sicilian pizza.
I love AJ completely committed to this. I love it.
And I could do a ballad. Pizza, people who eat pizza are the luckiest people in the world.
We can make it universal. Imagine all the pizzas sitting by the folks. You may say, I love anchovies, but I'm not the only one.
I need you to be in a big slice of pizza costume where there's pepperonis, but one of your head is the main pepperoni right in the middle.
We really should make a little video.
Right.
To celebrate this.
I'm down.
New Haven Theater Group doing
I'm
this
down.
Pizza musical.
Why not?
Incredible. It's just incredible.
I did find
what are they going to call it? A Beats?
A Beats? What'd you find?
Oh, I'm sorry. I found a New Haven style pizza song that's been released online.
Oh, really?
We're good.
Yeah.
Now, you know, you take something from Fiddler on the Roof.
Wait. If I had a pizza.
No, you gotta say yum, 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 yum.
Yum, 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 yum.
If I had a nice big pie sitting right in front of me, I wouldn't have to walk away.
We need to contact the theater. Tell them we rewrote their music.
Lord, who made the lion or the lamb? What topping should I have, or should it be ham? Put on pineapple. I will kick you in the can.
Wait, what is this now? What's this song?
Tevye. Remember when Fruma Sara comes in?
Yeah.
The dream scene?
The dream scene, yeah.
It's incredible.
Oh, I had one in my head.
Dreaming of pizza.
Right. From Fiddler on the Roof, too. Ah, la, 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 la. Oh, pizza maker, make me a pie.
Make me a pie.
There could be a scene where someone walks out of a pizza place with a nice piping hot pizza from a New Haven pizzeria.
Right.
And then drops it. Oh. And then they break into, everyone on the street breaks it to, tragedy!
Tragedy! when you drop your pie and you want to die, it's tragedy! It was way too hot. Hit the spot!
All right, we're spitballing here. We're spitballing.
It's grease slicing.
Feed me. Does it have to be Peppies?
I love it. What are you doing this weekend, Scott?
I'm going to Fire Island.
Oh, you're packing up?
Well, I'm packing up.
Nice.
Yeah, although the deal might have fallen through, but I'm still packing up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. The attorney says it's fine. Well, they need the money. They got to sell their house to get the money to buy my house.
Right.
Okay.
So they want it so that if it doesn't happen that way, like they don't close on their house, then they're not closing on my house. And I'm like, what am I supposed to do, sit around and wait?
Right. It is a good market.
Right.
Can you ask more questions about their house?
Yeah, it's $2 million.
That could sit. Where is it?
Fire Island. And they have a buyer, and they say they're going to contract.
Okay.
I mean, they say they're going to closing.
Okay. Oh. So it's contingent upon them selling their home.
Correct.
Yeah.
I've heard there were four contingent.
This happens.
Yeah.
But they didn't mention that when they first. They just said, it's an all-cash deal. It's an all-cash deal, no contingencies.
Oh.
And I'm like, that's a little contingent.
Those are two different deals.
Very different deals.
Right.
So we'll give them a little leeway and see what happens.
Tragedy!
Tragedy! When the sale is gone and you have no gone, it's tragedy!
Contingencies are tragedy! It's hard to sell!
We're not the people who would be singing the songs, but we're just coming up with the ideas.
Right, exactly. Yes.
Exactly.
All right, well, good luck. So Sandy Hook Lobster Fest tonight and tomorrow night.
And the Catherine Butterfly party is tomorrow as well. She would have been 18, Catherine Violet Hubbard.
Who is that?
Yeah.
She is one of the first graders who was killed in Sandy Hook.
Okay, yes.
So they're having a big butterfly party. Like, they're expecting 12,000 to 15,000 people.
Whoa,
with
nice.
Adoptable animals and a whole bunch of different things. It's going to be awesome.
That's wonderful.
And what's the weather going to be like tonight, tomorrow night?
Good.
Very good.
Maybe a sprinkle or a brief little shower tonight, like early evening tonight. But then tomorrow, it's even less of a chance. And then Sunday morning between 9 and 1, it's going to rain. And then it'll scoot out.
Awesome.
Nice. Cool.
Awesome. All right. Enjoy your trip to Fire Island.
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen. Have a good day.
It's not the easiest phone subject.
No.
So if you have a story, you have to call.
Right.
This isn't like everyone has one.
Right. You're unique.
The odd or unique place you copped drugs.
Right. Back in the day.
That's back in the day. You know, we're all adults now.
Yes. We can talk about it.
We've moved on.
We have.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Everybody on gets in the running for Kevin James tickets.
Yes. See? It's yummy.
There was a Pennsylvania crossing guard arrested, charged with supplying middle school students with narcotics.
Oh,
jeez.
She, 26 years old, was taken into custody, accused of distributing electronic cigarettes and substances containing marijuana.
Aha. Uh-huh. Oh.
To Penwood Middle School.
Wow.
Police told Fox 29 Philadelphia that a student reported that Lee provided students with vapes several times. All right, so a student got caught.
Right.
Where'd you get this?
Rolled over.
And ratted out the crossing guard.
Rolled right over on her, yep. Next time the kid crossed the street.
Hey, wait, man, don't go yet. You know?
I had a... I've talked about this music teacher, nicest music teacher, and they just had this thing at the Milford Mall a couple of years back to honor him, Mr. Walkup.
Okay.
He never smoked around us, but I had a feeling like he looked like the kind of guy.
Seemed happy, glazed. Yes.
Yeah. Sometimes he'd come in.
He had a funny smell. Like
but I don't know.
Like a bus driver's jacket.
Just a guess. Like you would see him and you'd say, man, there's a guy that smokes weed.
Right.
That's when it was very illegal.
You smelled like a bus driver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a lacrosse coach. Now, I wasn't on lacrosse, but the lacrosse coach at my high school got busted back in the day when it was, like you said, very not legal. And I think he's still, there was pounds and pounds when they found it. So he was,
he
got raided. Like he got, it was kind of a big,
they showed up with like bulletproof vests and like kicked the door in.
Because he could like hold lacrosse balls at them.
Yeah, exactly. That's projectiles.
Those things hurt.
They do.
Yes.
Bruce in Bridgeport.
Hi, guys.
Good morning.
Back in the mid-80s, I had a little stay at Bridgeport Correctional.
Oh. Mm. How was it? Good?
Yes.
Did they ask you to rate your stay? At the
How's the turndown service?
5 stars? What? You say?
It was easy to get weed back in there. So it was $20 a joint.
Oof.
Back then.
Wow.
Yeah.
With inflation. Well, that was inside the prison, though. So that, or the jail.
Yeah, there's a massive smuggling charge.
Yes. Mm. Yeah, shipping and handling. Yep.
And you don't want to ask where was this when it entered?
Right.
Right. How did it get in here?
Right.
You see that guy's ass over there?
It came from Amazon.
Got a delivery.
Right, Amazon. And he always left real fast, too. Took a picture.
That was my inappropriate place.
That is
very inappropriate.
Well, it's inappropriate and odd.
Yes,
for sure.
It's weed in prison.
And unique.
That's probably like $100 a joint back then.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Equivalent. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. That's a lot of money.
Yep, all out of some guy's prison wallet.
Exactly.
The prison wallet.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah, that's what it's called. The prison wallet.
It's a great term.
Had a load of bills in there a moment ago. Someone had to do it.
That's how you make change.
There's something vibrating in there. All right, Bruce. Thank you, man.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
All right, you too.
No.
Nick in Plainville.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's happening?
What's up?
So back when ecstasy really first started hitting the scene out here in Connecticut.
Mainstream, yeah.
The what?
Yeah.
Ecstasy.
Ecstasy.
Yeah. Yeah. We, I hung around with a guy that was very big into it, and we would go back and forth to people he knew to trade off certain kinds for different kinds so that there was a mixture of...
Yeah.
Yeah.
A variety pack, yeah.
I've gone in and actually copped at a church by a priest.
There was a guy. There was a priest who was selling meth.
This is what I envisioned last night when I put it on the grid.
Right.
This.
Right. He said, hey, man, take this and see God.
It was nuts.
For sure.
Wow.
It was nuts. I thought that was, like, one of the craziest things. More than partying with a state trooper that was rolling face with us and had different kinds, and we copped back and forth with him too. And yeah, I've met and dealt with all kinds of people, but the priest was probably my favorite. He had his collar on, everything, and called me my son, everything. It was hilarious.
Right, and you believed it.
That's only the second worst thing the priest did that day.
Seriously. I was like, ah, what the hell? Let's go for it.
I'm sure.
Nice job.
Well,
all right. Thank you. You're in the running for Kevin James tickets.
You stare at the stained glass windows. Whoa, the colors.
Right. You
whoa,
never leave.
Whoa.
Yeah, you wouldn't leave.
That guy on the cross is talking to me. What's Kenny Loggins
here,
doing
let
up
me
there?
Help him down.
What's Kenny Loggins doing up there?
It's Kenny Loggins.
I'm all right. Nobody worry about me.
Boston John.
Hey, guys. Yeah. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Here we go.
Hold on.
Amazing story.
Okay,
gotta get props.
Go ahead.
All right, so anyways, there used to be this restaurant called Wing It, and I'd go in there and order some wings, and I would get the Jamaican jerk sauce.
Ah.
Basically what, yeah.
I'd be afraid
there
to
was
ask
no
that.
Such, there was no Jamaican jerk sauce on the list.
Right.
Of flavors. What right. It was they'd fill up a container of weed and put it in the bag with the wings, and that's how I used to cop the weed.
Nice.
Jamaican jerk sauce. Nice. Perfect.
Right.
Perfect.
Yeah, to get the Jamaican jerk sauce, and they would put it in a big sauce container, the right. Weed itself.
Right. Right. It's only...
So it was like a one-stop shop. You know, you get stoned, and you got the munchies, you got your wings.
Exactly. You got everything right there.
And they knew, yeah, you come back for more wings because you're
code.
Hungry again. Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Never-ending cycle.
Hey, have a good Friday, guys. I love y'all.
Thank you, brother. You too, man.
Never left the parking lot.
Yeah, we had a head shop / corner store market in Shelton called Royalty Variety.
Ah, yes.
You get your papers and your right. Pipes and your things
your
there, bongs.
Yeah, yeah.
But they also had milk and soda and Twinkies.
Right, of course. You know, something for mom and the kids.
George was behind the counter. He was like a tall George Carlin.
Okay. Hey, man, that type of thing.
No, he wasn't hey, man. He had a booming voice. When he rang you out.
Yeah.
You had a catchphrase.
What was it?
You'd say, oh, thanks, George. He'd go, you got it, guy.
You got it, guy.
You got it, guy.
Nice.
And we'd be able to get weed there.
Oh, wow.
And I'll take a bong, pack of Easy Whiters.
You got
and,
it, guy.
A little weed. You got it, guy.
We had an ice cream truck.
Oh, wow.
Jack had an ice cream truck. And I didn't realize at first a lot of the older kids were going to Jack all the time because I'm getting a bomb pop or something like that. And Jack had a lot of gold jewelry. Always had gold rings and lots of gold. Then one day I see him driving a brand new Trans Am. I'm like, how's he making all this money selling ice cream?
25 cents for an ice cream.
He was also selling weed. That's why the older kids were going to him.
Right.
So I mentioned when you got old enough and you'd get weed also.
You had to be a certain age. Jack right. Had morals.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Cost more than a dime, that's for sure.
Mr. Pickle.
Mr. Pickle on the microphone.
Yes. Or the phone itself. Yes.
I got a spot for you. Marijuana, I don't know how old was I. It was a couple of years ago. It was in the Haven. I had to go to this road that I'd never heard of. So anyway, finally I get there, and it's like this open field of dirt, and like a dirt road in the middle of it. Somebody could have easily taken a shot at me.
Yeah.
No problem. I'm standing all open, and nobody's there. It's just me. And I had to wait. It was like right out of the movies, like Joe Pesci and De Niro.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought there was like weeds around somewhere that were going to bury me. It was pretty scary.
So that's where you got your weed from?
Well, this was just this one time I had to meet with this guy. It was somebody's cousin. And, yeah, it was pretty freaky.
Wow.
Anyone could have taken a shot at him.
Wow.
Anybody.
You know, if I ever go to prison, if I have a cellmate, I don't want him to be called Mr. Pickle.
No.
That's going to make me very afraid.
Yeah. Don't sleep in
my room. All right. Thank you, Mr. Pickle.
Thank you, sir. Now you know I'm
utterly mad. Joe in Waterbury, where's the odd or inappropriate place you copped drugs?
So about 15 years ago or so, I was going to a stag. And before I went to the stag, I wanted to get something that... I guess, smelled pretty well.
A party favor, marijuana. Yes. Yes, party favor.
Yeah, exactly. Nice. So I had visited one of the military bases in New Haven. I don't want to give it away.
Okay.
How many are there in New Haven?
Several.
There's the Coast Guard, there's an Army Reserve base, right. And then there's something next to the Coast Guard.
So one of the branches. It's
probably something next to the Coast Guard.
Right, right.
It's the one you didn't mention.
Right.
Go ahead.
And so I met a guy on base to extend that stag for a couple of days.
Nice.
That's my little story.
Right. That's a good one.
Base. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, it's...
And they get for free, too.
A man dressed in green gave you some green.
Nice.
No, gave me some white.
Right. Oh.
That's what I was thinking. Okay.
Oh,
yeah, when he said smell.
That went right over my head.
Yep. No, I knew exactly where you were going.
Okay.
Yep.
I was trying to keep it.
I gotcha. Yes, all right. AJ got it.
Yeah, I've got some evidence didn't make it back to the room.
Not at all.
Yep.
All right, Joe. Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Oh, man. There was a, if you want to talk scary.
Okay.
Olsen Drive in Ansonia.
Right.
It's the projects. You go in there. It's like, you might not come out.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
But, you know, you take a chance.
Yeah, because you want stuff.
And they knew exactly, as soon as they saw you, like, you don't live here.
Right.
I know why you're here.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And the dealers would walk right up to the car.
That's good, though.
Yeah.
Curb service works for me.
That's right. And there's this moment of trust.
Yes.
Where you're handing the money and they're handing.
Oh, man.
Yep. Either can run.
He can run.
Yep, he can run. You can run.
Guess what?
Yeah.
I'm not getting out of that car and chasing him.
Right. Nope. Well, you can also grab the bag and run, too.
And drive.
Hit the gas and go off you
That's
go.
That's right. So, there's that moment of like, okay, here's the exchange.
It was a kinsmanship, if you will.
That's right.
Kinsmanship.
Nancy and Naugatuck.
Hi. I love you guys.
Thank you.
Love you more.
Boy, back in the 90s, a friend of mine and I did something stupid. Got arrested. When I got to court, the judge said to me, well, what made you do that? I said, well, we always smoked some pot. We were a little high. Bam, he sent me right to Connecticut Renaissance for treatment. My very first visit at Renaissance, like an intake, a million questions, take a P-test. And at the end of it, the counselor that was supposed to be helping me says, well, come on, you want to go outside and get high? And there's a announcer read.
That's not a counselor. That's a coach.
And a friend later called me and asked me if I could find him some weed.
Nice. You were supporting him. You were supporting him. You were helping him.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Thank you, guys, and have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Great story. Yep.
Thanks. Wow. Bye-bye.
Huh. Leila Wallingford.
Hi.
Hi. Is that your name?
Yes, it is. You said it correctly. Thank
you.
Well, Justin spelt it phonetically.
Ah, okay.
No. Hey, I have family members who still can't spell or pronounce it, and I'm 65.
Oh, why did they give you that name?
Yeah.
It's a family name. It was my great-great-grandmother's right off the boat from Ireland, and it was her great-grandmother before her.
And it's called a grandma all the time, so they got past that.
That's cool.
Right. I don't pronounce it. So let's give her a name. Mess somebody else up till she's a grandma.
Well, I'm a grandma now, but anyways.
Yes.
So my story is not where I copped someplace.
Where you sold it?
But when I was in college in California, I worked in a high-end dessert place. And,
high-end?
You know, high-end. Yes. Like, you know, bougie.
We know what you mean.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Right.
So all the cops, all of the EMTs, all the cab drivers would come in because we were open late at night and had good coffee. And I knew most of them. And I was single and I dated a couple of cops. Well, I also made...
At the same time?
No, but...
That's a yes.
Right.
All right, go ahead.
Over a period of time.
Right.
But, I'm picturing that scene. What movie is it? The Donut...
Wildlife.
Yeah, that's it.
Yep, the Donut Scene with the Cop.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, so...
Very hot.
They used to come into my dessert cafe where I worked and buy coffee, and they would order the special brownie. And then...
The special brownie.
Very special brownie.
The very special brownie. Yes. So, yeah. So they would come in uniform, on duty, eat the brownies, and then go to a movie.
Nice.
Yeah, it was a beautiful thing. I was well protected from pickpockets and thieves.
Well, you don't want to give that special brownie to the wrong people.
No, you don't, no.
No, I am. Don't make brownies, but yeah, no uniforms.
Gotcha.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Still coming down with that brownie.
Al in the shed.
Oh, here we go.
Good morning. I'm finally done driving everybody around. Hey, I was in jail in Mississippi. And
I believe it.
The cops.
This is a good first line of a blues song.
Right. I was in jail in Mississippi. Yep. Da-da-da-da-da. I cop from my cop. Da-da-da-da.
Anyway, I had tools in the trunk of the car. And the cops would come up to my cell and every once in a while and ask me if I want to sell anything. So I would sell tools to the cops. And then they had a trustee.
Selling weed to the cops?
No, my tools that were in the car. I was getting money from them while I was in Mississippi.
And using that money to buy weed?
Well, we bought weed, we bought coffee, we got sugar.
Nice.
We got big buckets of crawdads, the barbecue crawdads.
And when you say sugar, you mean booger sugar or regular sugar?
What were you in jail for?
I robbed a car in Texas, and I got as far as there.
Wow.
I was headed to Florida.
This is a blues song. Every line is a blues song.
Oh, yeah, no.
Why did you steal a car in Texas?
Because I wanted to go to Florida to see my ex-wife.
Right. And you needed
she was your ex-wife at the time or your wife at the time?
She was my wife at the time.
Right.
We were on our way to be ex.
Wow.
So why didn't they lock you up in Texas?
Were you going to murder her? No, she was on her way to being your ex, so right. She's in Florida, you're in Texas, you steal a car to get over there. This was a confrontation?
I was taking my own car to begin with, but I hit a freaking curb, and I ended up breaking the front axle.
Wow. So you need transportation
car. I need a car.
I'm going to take a bus, yeah.
I need a car, yeah. But AJ, you like it. It was a pretty nice Cutlass.
Why, Cutlass is nice, yeah.
Why were you, was this a confrontation that was going to happen in Florida?
No, I would just go back with her, probably.
Oh, okay.
I never made it, so we never got back together.
Right, because you were in jail.
She was there lonely in Florida, like, now if he cared about me, he'd be here.
I got to find someone else.
And she didn't know you were sitting in jail.
I'm selling your tools.
This is kind of like a Hallmark movie.
It is, in a way.
She didn't give the old, I'll wait for you, Al, I'll wait, I don't care how long it takes.
I never called her when I was in jail. I didn't bother telling her.
Right, yeah. Well, you sell your tools.
No, but this is the hook in the love story.
It is.
You know, she. If she would have known.
They took me back to Texas.
They took you back to Texas.
Right.
The cops took me back to Texas. So I had to go to court there.
Wow.
So I just never left Texas. I just stayed there. I said, oh, well, I ain't going.
Yeah. Well, you had no transportation, so you couldn't.
Well, no, I had to get another car. I had a job. And
then what happened to her? Did she remarry? She married someone else?
Yeah, she lives in Los Saybrook now.
She married a tool salesman.
We still don't talk. And we still don't talk. We have a daughter together, though.
Wow.
Chantel.
Okay.
She's like 32 years old now, I guess.
What do you mean you guess? Yeah. You don't talk to your daughter?
Very little.
Wow.
Maybe only during Christmas and her birthday she comes around.
Of course. What's your daughter's name?
Chantel.
Chantel.
How did you know that, Ruth?
She said it.
He said it.
He said, yeah. Yeah. I was going to say can't tell.
I missed it.
So, somebody was listening. Thanks, Ruth.
Oh,
we
got
all right. Al, thank you.
Thanks, Al.
Hold on 1 second. It was a house. We were in jail.
House arrest? What? What just happened here?
Al?
Did he hang up?
Did he die?
Al? I think he found that hole in his shed.
Oh, no.
Did he just die?
I don't know.
Somebody check on
Al. We'd have to know what were his last words.
It was a house.
His last words, somebody was listening.
In-law, Boss Keith, top five.
Okay, summer travel is upon us, so let's talk about hotels. Here are my top five issues with hotels. Okay, number five, bed bugs. Now, I've never had them. I've never even had a scare of having them. But boy, is that the best clickbait on the internet. Bed bugs invade all of New York City. I'm convinced. I'm so paranoid about it. Every bag that I bring in the hotel, I don't put on the bed. And then when I bring my bags home, I don't put them on my bed.
Yeah.
And I take out all my laundry outside. And I leave the bag outside. You know how, like...
Would that help?
I don't know, but it's what we did with COVID packages, so yeah. I feel like it's the same rules. Remember?
Right. I did that for about a day, and I was like, this is too much work. I'd rather die.
I was wiping down cans and crap.
I did that
store.
For a day.
Yeah, no.
All the cans,
yep.
Everything.
Yeah, then I bathed myself in fire.
And I was like, I'm going to take my chances now. Yep.
But these bed bugs, if they're real, which I don't even know if they're real, are no joke, so I'm doing the best I can, because if your house gets infested, you're screwed
dying.
Forever,
yeah,
right?
They call it dog over with the freezing thing. Yep.
None of what? Those were words.
Yeah, there's
his version of start me up.
There's Roscoe, the bed sniffing dog.
What?
Yeah.
Who are you talking about?
There's a dog that actually smells bed bugs.
In Connecticut?
One dog.
Yeah. and then they come by with that thing. They freeze them.
This is in Connecticut, or
yeah,
is this just something that you saw
in
on the internet?
Yeah.
And his name is Roscoe?
Yeah, Roscoe.
Can we book him? Ruth, can you get
Roscoe, the fake bed bug dog?
Yes.
This is... some days, I don't even know what shows he's on.
Hey, where's Roscoe?
Yeah. There's like a bit that goes
there's
with Roscoe?
Yes!
Do we run commercials for this? Is
I
that how
on
you
TV,
know?
Yeah.
I've never seen Keith this stunned.
Yeah. And it's every time.
It's Roscoe.
Roscoe, the bed bug sniffing dog, yes.
Is it real?
It's a beagle.
Is this an ad read? Where did you see this?
On TV? Is this a dream you had?
No! Is this a dream? It's for real!
And there were television commercials.
And the catchphrase, hey, where's Roscoe? He's working.
That's definitely not their catchphrase. That's not a catchphrase.
Yes.
Where's Roscoe?
I'm finding a commercial that says, where's Roscoe?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
This is a bit cold. Hey.
Yo, where's Roscoe? Where's Roscoe?
Where's Roscoe?
Where's Roscoe? Hey, where's Roscoe? He's working!
Oh.
Roscoe, the bed bug dog, inspects everywhere.
We're wrong.
Bell Environmental uses chemical-free, instant-freeze to treat homes and offices.
Congratulations.
Safe and thorough bed bug solutions that work.
No. How does he smell bed bugs?
You're right, but still, you're crazy.
Yeah,
have that information in your brain.
Just stored away.
Where's Roscoe? He's working. How do you know that?
How do you forget that? It's a dog. He's cute.
Well, someone in our sales department should certainly call this place, and then we'll have them on.
But we got to get them on.
Good job, AJ. All right. Number four. Wow. Pools that don't look like pools on the website. So I try to book hotels in the summer that have pools. I have these children. They like to swim. I like to take a dip. A lot of these pools are indoor, which are gross. It's like swimming in chemical cancer. But the outdoor pools, the issue is they need to be taken care of. I need an outdoor pool that is very clean. I don't want branches. I don't want dryer sheets. I don't want hairs from weirdos.
And are you going?
A lot of these hotels, you see the picture and you get there and it's hairs from weirdos and dryer sheets.
Floating Band-Aids.
Floating Band-Aids is a gross one.
Band-Aids are bad.
And I like a deep end. It's not a real pool unless it has a deep end. Yep. So if it's like a 4-foot pool, like I don't count that as a pool.
Mm-hmm.
And the TripAdvisor review, so I always read these reviews, should say outdoor pool, deep end, super clean. That's what I'm looking for. But you never get the right answers. And then you show up and it's like all this, Band-Aids and grossness.
Pay more than $35 a night.
Band-Aids and grossness.
Right. Indoor pools, though, I can't. Gross.
If you have kids or... elderly going in the pool,
yeah.
There are things in that pool that you do not want in your mouth.
No.
No. Right. Yeah, basically it's bath.
Maybe Roscoe can find that too.
Yeah. Now he wants brother.
Where's Roscoe? He's dead. He ran out in front of a car.
He wants brother Dick.
Number three, early check-in. I need it. I need early check-in like air. I want to show up at noon, and I want that room, and I want it ready, and I want it clean, and I want to be able to dump my stuff, have a home base, and then I'm off to whatever adventure I'm having, right? I don't want to wait around. I don't want to be texted later that it's ready. I don't want to give my bag to some weirdo who throws it in a closet filled with bed bugs. I want the room. These places need to figure out how to do it better. And Disney's the worst offender. So Disney, it says, like, room check-in is at 4. If you're there at 2:57, they're like, is it 4? And you're like, no, but like the rooms are ready. This is stupid. So I need early.
Can't you find one that's ready?
Right.
It's like Disney way. Like, is it 4?
No, these Disney people like are pretend to be nice, but really they're secretly mad at you and your gross family.
Right.
So I don't care what they say.
We'll kill them later.
Number two, air conditioning.
This seems like an upcharge opportunity for them too.
Well, if
you pay another X,
if you have status. Yeah, so if you're a Bonvoy person or Hilton Honors, like, you could get the early check-in. But if you're just, like, somebody who buys the room on Hotels.com, they don't care about you.
Okay,
so you
your
go
steerage.
Up, right, they go up, and you're like, hey, can I check in now? You know, it's 11:48 in the morning, and they're like, who? What's your Bonvoy number?
Wait, I go, oh,
listen, I don't know. Is the pool clean?
Right.
Number two, air conditioning. I do not want to be limited on what temperature I can turn the room to. If I want to sit in 60-degree room, teeth chattering, covered in blankets in mid-August, that should be allowed. These hotels mess with the thermostat, and it never gets cold enough, especially if you're on an island. So if you're in Aruba and you want it to be cold, it's never cold.
Unless you walk into a store with the door open.
Right.
It's like, the door's open, and this is colder than my hotel room.
Right.
Do you ever think your blood pressure might do this?
I need a cold. I want to be in a situation at nighttime when I'm sleeping where it's like, oh, I might freeze to death, especially in a hotel room. I don't want to be hot ever.
Right.
No heat. And these island hotel rooms can't give you the right air. They don't have the Freon on the islands or whatever. And it's not the same. I'm serious. You're looking at me like,
well,
I'm crazy.
I'm just thinking you stay at the cheapest place.
Right? No!
Damn.
I think I stay at places that are places.
The biggest ice cube in the fan.
Maybe the island people are just so acclimated to that climate that they don't know what real cold feels like, so they don't know how
right,
to set it properly.
This is a guy who's never in the sun. Look at the skin.
Right. Or you could be right about that.
Or they heard
so
you
it's talking. Too hot.
Number one. Where was I?
Yelling.
I want something free when I arrive, and it doesn't have to be fancy, but hey, Keith, here's a free water. Hey, Keith, how about a Twix bar? Hey, Keith, how about an IPA from one of our best local breweries here in whatever hellhole I'm staying in? So I just want something free, and then I'm less mad about a pool full of hair or whatever, like when I show up at the
right,
desk.
Right.
You know, isn't that a nice touch? Like, all hotels should do this.
There's a free IPA.
Right. Right. Like, okay, so we're in Milford or whatever, so Tribus is down the road, right? So if I stayed at the Milford Hilton, they're like, Keith, would you like an IPA from Tribus? It's the brewery down the street. I'd be like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that'd be great.
And then you'd see the hairy pool and say, it's fine.
Yeah. This IPA's delicious.
I like Band-Aids.
I'm good.
I could use one.
That's my list. And I'm excited to meet Roscoe when Ruth books him next week.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.